I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Fly fishing guides in Montana rely on cold, clear water to draw in business. So how do they feel about climate change threatening that resource? Reporter Mira Subramanian recently interviewed guides on the Big Hole River for part of a series she's writing for the website Inside Climate News. She joins us now. Mira, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
You open this article with a quote, "Anyone who takes fly fishing seriously behaves like a scientist." Can you tell me what you mean by that?
There is deep, deep observational skills at work for anybody who is fly fishing. And they're taking in all these aspects about the natural world around them. So that's essentially what climate scientists are doing. And so since I've been thinking about climate scientists and their work and how people are interpreting that work across the country, I just thought there was a really interesting parallel there.
But after hanging out with a bunch of fly fishermen in and around the Big Hole River in Montana, you found that while these guys are tracking the effects of a climate that's kind of out of whack, they don't necessarily call it climate change. How did they explain the shifts they're seeing if they're not seeing it through that lens?
Most everybody I spoke to recognized that there were changes happening. It's pretty undeniable just that the snowpack has been really variable. Some years it's been really, really low. This year was really, really high. Things just warming up quicker, the droughts, the wildfires of last year that Montana was just ravaged with. So everybody seemed to acknowledge that there were changes. It's just that there seems to be very traditional lines falling down along party lines frequently about how people interpret that and whether humans can be having an impact.
You talked to a guy who called himself a conservative, a conservationist, and a frustrated Republican. What do politics have to do with fly fishing?
They kind of have everything to do with fly fishing if you're thinking about fly fishing in the long term. If you just want to go out fishing, you can do that, and probably your great-great-great-grandkids can do that too. But if you're thinking about diversity and you're thinking about species that were there when Lewis and Clark came through, those fish populations are changing, and they're changing a lot because of the warming waters and warming climate.
Is that something that fly fishermen care about?
That's a really interesting question. I find that some that I spoke to cared about it really deeply, and other ones were really not that concerned and not thinking about it long term, just that the fishing can be good, the fishing can be bad, but that there wasn't a sense for some people that there could be any really long-term impact to some of these changes that are happening.
What kind of implications do those beliefs have for thinking about preserving that cold water fish habitat and conserving those native species?
So one thing that I found in my reporting is that there have been incredible efforts by Montana fishermen to make it a more sustainable sport over time. And so some of the things that I found were just the practice of catch and release. Catch and release is a much more sustainable way to be fishing. Huge efforts have been made by fishermen and ranchers to work together. The Big Hole Watershed Committee has been really working over the past generation to make the river more a sustainable habitat. So thinking about things on a landscape level, how do we not just grow a fish and stick it in the water, but instead make a habitat that fish thrive in? And they've found that fish do really well with all this. So the keeping cattle farther away from the riverbanks so that they're not causing erosion, encouraging the growth of willows and all these cool riverbank species so that the fish have place to go and retreat when things get warm. So all of these habitat restoration efforts seem to be paying off. And when I talked to Jim Olson, who's the fisheries biologist on the Big Hole River, he said that has had a really positive effect. And then where Montana fishermen could be making a difference for the long term would be voting and supporting their politicians, Republican and Democrat, who are supporting action on climate change so that those long-term bigger effects that sometimes seem like they're out of control of the local, you know, that on the local level you feel like you can't do anything, but you can if you're supporting politicians who are supporting efforts on a larger scale.
Does this sentiment in Montana that we can see the impacts of a warming climate, but we're not going to call it climate change. Is that kind of the norm across the country?
I find a lot of people are grappling with this issue in terms of what they see in their backyard, how it's affecting their own personal lives, very frequently their livelihoods. And people are thinking about it in a really complex way. I mean, I do hear talking points that seem like they could come straight from Fox News, and they might. But I also hear a lot more nuance as well.
Mira, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you. It was really great to be out there in Montana.
You can read her story on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.